All things Fayetteville football are here now. This is the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It's everything Fayetteville football. It is the Coach Limbaugh Show. Coach John Limbaugh, head football coach and athletic director, and also the chief bottle washer down here. He does everything down here. Actual pastor of Fayetteville Methodist Church. Just does a great job. Coach, 13 years at this same place down here. It's just you're the longest tenured coach in Talladega County and really anywhere around these parts, to be honest with you. You've been doing it a long time. And, of course, this year not going to be in the playoffs as to what happened a week ago Friday over at Woodland. The Bobcats were ready to play. I know you'd just like to forget about that night.
Yeah, it was a bad night for us. We should never have gotten off the bus. Things didn't go well for us, and I think a lot of that was a recipe for disaster. We had been knocked out of the playoffs, you know, the week before. We were missing a lot of our skill guys, and they're not on the field, and their leadership's not present. So a lot of things came together. It was just a perfect storm for Woodland, and they needed to beat us for the playoffs, and they did. In more ways than one, they beat us. And like I say, it was a woodshed moment for us. Hopefully we'll never go through that again here. But, you know, David, the thing about, you know, being here a moment, you know, it's wonderful people here. It's a great atmosphere. Some of the best people in the world live right here in Fayetteville, Alabama, and I'm just so honored and thankful to be here and to be able to make a difference in the lives of kids. And that's what it's all about. And we get wins in more respects than just on the field of play. Hey, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, didn't. I understand all that. If ifs and buts was candy and nuts, we'll all have a Merry Christmas, right? We know all the cliches, but, you know, losing those guys, we were looking at a 7-2, 8-1 year, something like that, and in the playoffs. That's what I really believed, all our coaching staff, all our players. So, you know, football is the great teacher, David. It is the great teacher. And, you know, life sometimes will slap you right in the face, and we don't always get what we want. You have to work for everything, and sometimes, you know, when you – dealt lemons, you got to learn how to make lemonade. So we're going to learn to find the good in all of this and to grow from it and to get better. And next year, we're just going to take things one game at a time. But, hey, we still got a game coming up this year against Brilliant. And we want to win that ball game, send our three seniors out on a great note.
Well, and you talking about those three seniors, I'll mention them real quickly. Of course, Dalton Intrican, also Cole Hardy, and also Jaden McDonald. Speak on those three as they'll be honored this Friday night.
Yeah, Jaden McDonald, one of my favorite folks. He's a young man that really has worked hard. I wish we could have gotten him more playing time than he got his senior year. Just didn't work out that way, but he worked hard every day, and he stuck with it. He stuck with it, and I really appreciate his effort. All these years, comes from a great family. Brian McDonald's worked with our youth group alongside his son for years. Here, our youth here in Fayetteville, youth football team, and really appreciate all that they've done. And I know that he can call on me anytime in the future. If Jay never needs anything, I'll be there for him. Because I think the world of him. You know, another kid that you know, we really look for, and he's done a great job since he was in the seventh grade, Cole Hardy. Cole Hardy's been a workhorse. We put him up in the seventh grade because we needed a little help at a certain area, and he came in there and helped us in the seventh grade. He filled a spot for us. And, you know, back in that day, it was Coach Reed and myself, and we were shaking our head. We really going to pull the seventh grader up? Well, we did. He's been with us ever since. And Cole Hardy was having a great, phenomenal senior year, running the ball so well, running kickoffs back, and doing some really, really great things for us. And it just, you know, he got hurt at Ragland and not able to continue. Well, Dalton Intrican, he's another one. He's the strongest guy we got in the weight room. He can deadlift over 500 pounds. If I'm not mistaken, it's about 530, 550, something like that, some ridiculous amount of weight. He's like a, you know, a fire hydrant out there. He's a stout, and he plays nose guard for us, and he's got more playing time this year. than in the past. And he is also one of those kids that stuck it out, and we're going to miss him. And, you know, just a tribute to our seniors this year, and hopefully we can send these three guys out on a great note.
And, of course, it being the final game of the 2024 season, it is at home at Farmlinks Field, so you'll be honoring those three seniors. But, you know, this season has not been what you wanted it as far as record-wise and not making the playoffs with all injuries. But I'd be willing to bet that Coach John Limbaugh would say that every other aspect – From the booster club to the band to the cheerleaders to your administration has just been A+ as well.
Oh, absolutely! The program is doing well. We have all the supporting cast and that you could ever hope for. Our administrators here do a phenomenal job. Mr. Pinson and Mr. Millar, they both are just incredible leaders, and they're always there to support the coaches and the players and the band and the cheerleaders. The whole program is so supported by these guys. We really appreciate that. And, you know, you can't find better fans anywhere. We go to Woodland. It's an hour and 20 minutes away. We got so many people there. It was their homecoming. They had folks there, but, you know, we was holding a good number compared to their homecoming crowd. And I'm just so appreciative. And you know, I've said before that the people here really love their kids, and they're going to support their kids. And whether it's the kid down the street, it doesn't have to be the kid in their own house. It can be the kid down the street or somewhere else in Fayetteville. They're going to support one another because we're all family. And I'm just humbled to be able to be the coach here and AD here. And we got a lot of great programs, great coaches, and great people. I'm just thankful, David, to be a part of it.
And, of course, Coach, the football season, as we mentioned, I think if you were talking about injuries and they gave away awards for injuries, I think we'd be leading the league and maybe bringing home a Blue Map trophy.
Absolutely. This is so sad. We, you know, I would rather get hurt than one of my kids. And, we've had some very serious injuries. We've got one junior high kid with a fracture in his neck. And we've had a couple of junior high kids that have broken bones as well as our varsity. And we've been in the weight room working harder this year than we have in the past several years. We've been getting it in there. Coach Cogger has done a marvelous job. It's just been a run of bad luck, you know. Our quarterback breaks his leg. Our running back has an AC separation. Another running back breaks his leg. It's just one thing after another. And then we have an MCL injury to yet another running back. And we're taking an offensive lineman out, making a running back out of him. Everything's changed. We've changed so many positions. Kids couldn't get used to them because when you're losing ten positions, offense and defense combined, because we have other players that's missed games that were starters. It's very difficult, David. And, you know, we've learned a lot. We've grown. We're going to be stronger for it. Football is the great teacher. You know, and when you go through tough times, you know, tough people hang in there and they get a job done. And we got tough kids, and they're going to grow from it. They're going to be better fathers because of this. They're going to be better husbands because of this. And they're going to be better football players because of this.
And I'll tell you this, too, even though you've had a lot of injuries that haven't been the season you wanted as far as record-wise, but you haven't had any downplay from your coaching staff. They've been right there with you all year.
Oh, absolutely. Got the best coaches in the county, always watching film, always working hard at every practice. And, you know, the thing I like to say is my volunteer coaches are just as bought in as the coaches here that are on staff, in our faculty. I mean, these volunteer coaches take this so very seriously. And, you know, I kid around with them sometimes and say, I'm going to have to cut your pay or something like that, you know. But they do this because of the love of football and the love of making the difference in a kid's life. And I want to applaud all of our coaches and especially our volunteer coaches. They're tremendous.
Absolutely. And let's turn our attention to what is coming into Farmlinks Field this Friday night. It is senior night. And, of course, Brilliant coming to town. A lot of people may not even know where it is. About 2 hours away, an hour 45, 2 hours away. What do you know about their football team that can help you this Friday night?
Well, I'll tell you what, David. I know they got a good football coach, and they can move the football. They can do a lot of things, and it's going to be all we can do to win this homecoming game against these guys. They can throw the ball really well. They can run the ball really well. Their defense is stout. And they are 4-5 on the year. They'd love to finish the season at 5-5 so they wouldn't have a losing season. So it's going to be all we can do to stop these guys. But, hey, they gotta get on that yellow dog and travel a good ways. And our kids are going to be fired up for senior night, their last home game. They're going to want to win it and, you know, end the season on a good note instead of a sour note. So it's going to be a good ball game. And I'd like to encourage everybody to come out, support these kids, support this program, be here for senior night. And there's nothing better than a high school football game. And the best $10 you'll ever spend is right here.
And, of course, you've got the fans. They'll pack this place out with it being the last game of the year, I'm sure. But let's talk a little bit about, of course, Wadley and Winterboro finishing in the first two spots in this region. Your thoughts on how far both of those teams may go in the playoffs?
Well, you got Wadley that's really just a tough-nosed, hard-running football team. I don't see them coming out before the third round. If they are matched up with people that can't stop the run, they're going to be hard to stop. They could go all the way. They're really, really good. But if they get matched up with somebody that can stop the run, somebody with really stout defense, it could be a long night for them. Winterboro, no telling. Winterboro is so fast. They've got a lot of quickness, and I think Winterboro can accomplish a lot. I think you see them go past the second round myself. And how far they can go, it depends on those teams and what if they believe in themselves or not.
And, of course, brilliant, as we mentioned, coming to Farmlinks Field. And, of course, after that, you'll turn your attention to basketball. And real quickly, you got a guy by the name of Coach Matt Moore that's in good hands. But you also have a man in charge of your women's basketball team that's been an excellent basketball coach in the county for many years in Al Barnett.
Absolutely. Just, you know, thank the good Lord we were able to get Al in here. And he's really enjoying himself. He's having a lot of fun. Got him out of retirement in here to coach the girls' varsity and junior high teams. And they finally have a really good basketball coach in charge of these girls here now. And I can't be any more happy about that. And, you know, I asked Al to come in a few years ago, and he had some other things to tend to and really couldn't see his way to do it. But now he's here enjoying himself, and he's going to win some ball games. And he's getting these kids off to a good start with their practice. I've been there and watched them at their shoot-arounds and things like that and watched them this past summer. And he's just done a tremendous job with them. And I think today, you know, they actually get to do some practicing today, and it's going to be fun to go in there. I'm going to try to get up there before this junior varsity game and watch them. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And, of course, Coach, before all the injuries happened, you know, you had a big win in the first of the season against Chillsburg, then another big win against Billingsley. And going forward, even though we don't want to forget about the brilliant game coming up here on Friday night, but after that, I know your kids will be chomping at the bit next year to work hard in the weight room, get out there in the spring, and then, of course, get ready for next year as well.
Well, there's no doubt, David. They really do. We had one of our kids the other night, Friday night. He looked at me, kind of tugged my arm and said, Coach, this is never going to happen again. And I believe him. I believe that. I told him, I said, well, you remember how bitter this is, and you don't forget this. So I know he won't, and I really appreciate that about him. And we're just going to, like I say, next year we'll be taking it one game at a time and working hard every practice, getting better, and we'll see what happens.
Coach John Limbaugh will be at home this Friday night, Farmlinks Field, as Brilliant comes to town to take on the Fayetteville Wolves. Coach, good luck on Friday night, and go Wolves.
God bless. Thank you, David. Appreciate all you guys doing. Go Wolves.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Fayetteville Wolves, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, on Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2, the Fayetteville Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.